Deus Ex Machina. Royal Gorge Bridge, Colorado, October 3rd, 2003. How all occasions do inform against me. Why, yet I live to say, this thing's to do. Hamlet. The day the world's top-ranked base jumper pitches headlong from a plane 1,200 meters above a rocky gorge in Colorado, where the world's tallest suspension bridge is packed with a couple hundred spectators waiting, cameras rolling. His bravado alone's above our grasp. At this stark height, we're queasy when we peek over the railing, or fear the bridge might give beneath our weight. A half mile up, though, he's free-falling, sailing, at 120 mph, more missile than a man, a god-slung gauntlet in a wingsuit like a nylon pillowcase, taunting our undaring from the edge of some ungrounded self we'd be, undaunted as a child whose boundlessness our years replace with flat, pragmatic dread. No wonder, then, he's snagged a million YouTube hits. His dives meticulous and clean, Olympian and airborne acrobatic grace that thrives on holy shit impossibility and practice calculated risk to trump the mortal ratio of balls to brains. Which is, of course, the point. We've come to see a showman on his 1,000-something jump, this time in tandem, straight out of a plane, by God, which milks the drama of the drop wherein he'll pick up speed with gusto, strafe the bridge, the other guy glides under, pop a chute once they're both clear, and navigate the 90 stories down. Like leaping from the Empire State to touch down on the street, but after falling half a mile. No-brainer. He's that guy. He rode a bike off some space needle in Malaysia, pulled a neat dismount mid-air. He springs quadruple gainers off alpine cliffs. Some crazy shit each time. Yet, you can't help but like him. Once plopped smack into a prickly pear, face full of spines, he plucked the needles one by one and cracked an acupuncture joke. His chute still pinned behind him like a shredded shroud. A grin like Dad just caught him playing Superman and fucking up the drapes again. So when he closes in, a flying speck, we scan the sky, a kind of gawking genuflection. The restless crowd swells in a giddy, oh, my heart beats in my throat. And then it happens, as a car wreck takes a life, and we don't know if our hands were on the wheel, or if we tapped the brakes across the median, or swerved. He slams the rail. Full force. So fast, so close, he might have taken one of us down too. A burst of flesh and fabric, like a bird on impact with a windshield. Like a ghost, his chute deploys and drifts, subdued and silent as a mobile on a crib. Then, fleet as Daedalus, his partner clears the bridge and lands. But he's barely a blip on a screen that no one's watching. We're all stunted, struck. We're playing back the shock. Like waiting for the meteor to fall into the crater in the field before the crater is a crater or the rocks a meteor. We half thought he might crawl out from the distant sunken chute, but for the flat, inhuman thud, the iron hum that rumbled through the bridge's length, our souls still pulsing with the impact. Frame by frame, he's still a blur, no matter how I scroll down through each fuzzy screenshot. Yet, it's clear the moment when we know. The way our cheers turn into howls, the way we duck as if a roof's about to cave, how we go stiff with terror, manning up to take the blow. Not one of us will say, or really know. What godlike guts that fussed in us unused lie limply in his wilted parachute, its crumpled flightless bundle thus relieving us of its human burden. Our believing the need to prove ourselves somehow unbound. or that we're happy tethered to the ground.